Fire time's always a nerve-wracking time for South Australians, and a lot of changes have been implemented over the past couple of weeks and escalated over especially the Victorian fire times, for the CFS and a lot of the agencies that are involved in it to be able to put through a clearer message and also a uniform message with the rest of the country. And with Lee Miller, who's the CFS Manager of Prevention Services. And Lee, this has been quite a long work in progress to get to where we are now, hasn't it?
Yes, that's right. Some of the changes we've been working on since around the Wongaree fire time, and we've refocused some of our efforts as a result of the Victorian Bushfire Royal Commission interim findings.
From the point of view of a board that does help to educate and also defend against fires, is this making it an easier task for you guys that we're now in line literally with the rest of the country with emergency warnings?
Well, I don't think people are going to see much of a change in South Australia. South Australia has refined our bushfire information and warning system since the Wongaree fire, and some of the national things that have been picked up reflect what's been happening in Australia South Australia for the last couple of years. What has changed, however, is the change in the bushfire rating system. The bushfire weather rating system will now give people a bit more surety about the type of actions they can put in place on those bad fire days.
When we went through South Australia, particularly in the last season, the Kangaroo Island fires and some of the ones that were a bit further along the Fleurieu Peninsula as well, one of the big bones of contention for a lot of people is native vegetation and the confusion on what they can and can't do with that. Are we seeing any changes in that this year?
Yeah, definitely. What's happened is that the government has looked at the native vegetation clearance legislation. There's been a refinement in the regulations, and there's been a new approval process set up for people who want to clear native vegetation for hazard reduction purposes. CFS now is the approval authority for native veg clearance.
So if you're in, say, the Adelaide Hills and you've got native vegetation up close to your building, what steps should you take if you want to try and remove some of it for fire breaks?
Well, the first thing people need to do if they think they've got a native vegetation problem is get hold of a copy of the guidelines to the reduction of the impact of bushfire. That guide will provide some clarity for people what they can do without getting approval. There are significant works that can be done without having to get approval to clear. If they don't believe that the exemptions are enough for their circumstance, then they need to speak with a CFS regional prevention officer to work out their next steps. And it might be that a clearance application is lodged with CFS for approval.
Some of the things that you can do without having to go to that further depth of getting written approvals and things like that are to generate fire breaks around structures and around buildings in particular. With those, is that a fairly simple process?
Yeah, that is a simple process. There's always been provision under the Native Veg regulations for the clearance of 20 metres around a dwelling. So that's something people don't need to get approval to do. The regulations have been changed to allow 20 metres around buildings, but it has to be a building that's classified under the Native Veg regulations, and it's primarily buildings that have got status under the building code. So people need to speak with their local council planners about that process. But it's not about clearance around things like chook sheds. It's about implement sheds and sheds that are important for livelihood on properties.
There is a second fold of that clearance too, that, and I suppose chook sheds may come into this, that you can clear within 5 metres of a structure as well. Does that loosely cover what structure is, as well as things like maybe gazebos and similar site?
Yeah, I guess so. If a gazebo is part of a house, and that could be considered as part of the 20 metres around the house. If it's a gazebo somewhere located remote from the house, then probably all that people can do around that is the 5 metre clearance. But that would need to be checked with the local council to see how the building code covers the classification of that gazebo.
So the safest bet is at this stage, if you are living in it and it is obviously a building, then it's classified as a dwelling and you have got that 20 metre clearance that you can put in without having to go much further.
Yes, that's correct.